You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very, very special guest, Dr. Shawn Andrews, and she is the CEO and founder of Andrews Research International. She's also an author and has a new book coming out in March called The Power of Perception, Leadership, Emotional Intelligence, and the Gender Divide. And welcome to the show, Dr. Shawn Andrews.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. All right. So Andrews Research International, give us the hookup. What are you helping the people with?
I own my own business, basically based on 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry as my background. So 20 plus years in pharma and biotech, various roles, but half of those roles were in training and development. So my background is actually teaching and training, which is what I love.
Right.
And so so while I was in pharma working in corporate, I also obtained my my master's and my doctorate over the years. And so I have a doctorate of education in organizational leadership. And just as of 2015, I decided to launch my own business. And what I do is I speak and I consult, I facilitate workshops. And I also write as an author, and on the side, I'm an adjunct professor. So I wear a lot of hats.
When do you have time for yourself?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, though, not being in corporate anymore. I actually have more
time. Absolutely.
I feel like I have tons of time, actually. But, so thank you for the question. But my main focus of my business is actually speaking and consulting, and that shows up through doing the doing keynote presentations and doing workshops for organizations.
Now, Dr. Andrews, what industry are you speaking to? Do you have a specific industry that you speak to, or is it just kind of any industry, really?
Actually, any industry. So when I first started out a few years ago, I started speaking to pharma companies because naturally that's what my network is in.
Right.
From being in the industry so long. But so I've spoken to companies, I've spoken to Johnson & Johnson, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Allergan, Edwards Lifesciences, Biogen. So I've spoken to a number of pharma companies, but actually in the last year or so, that has branched out. I think just word of mouth has spread. And so I've spoken just recently to a law firm, a financial company, and also a tech company. So, and also actually a brewing company. Saab Miller makes beer. So they're an international brewing company.
Oh, yes. So. Now, with your speaking engagements, Dr. Andrews, is this kind of like a brainstorming session, or is this like for motivation? What's the content?
Oh, yes. Yeah, fantastic question. The content is actually based on my dissertation research, which is on the topics of leadership, emotional intelligence, and gender. And so just to give you a bit of a background about that is when I first became aware of the leadership gender gap globally in our corporations, I was shocked when I first saw the facts, the statistics,
right.
But I was also really intrigued about what's behind it. So for example, women are now in the workforce, they're more than 52%, so a little more than half of it in the workforce. They're more than half of middle manager level, but 60% of bachelor's degrees in both the United States and in Europe are obtained now by women.
Wow.
So just by looking at the numbers, you would think women would have a large presence in the workforce also in leadership. But when you look at leadership, it's a very different story. So even given those large numbers that I just quoted you, when you look at leadership, the average is 5% of women lead our Fortune 500 companies.
Wow.
And that's globally. And that number has really not budged in 20 years.
Wow.
And so I was really intrigued about why are there so many women in the middle, so many women who have experience in education, but yet they're not making it to those senior leadership levels in any industry. And so that's what I studied in my dissertation. So I looked at all the barriers that keep women from reaching those leadership levels. But I also have always been intrigued by emotional intelligence. And that basically is your people skills. It's different than your IQ, your intellectual intelligence. It's how well you play in the sandbox with others. It's how well you adapt and connect to other people. And so I've always been intrigued by that. So I studied that in my dissertation as well. And I looked at how emotional intelligence impacts the perception of women in the workplace and as leaders. So I basically threw it all together, studied leadership, barriers, gender, emotional intelligence, and that's actually what came to the book that I just finished last year. And that also is what my primary speaking topics are on.
Now, Dr. Andrews, I wanted to ask you, through your work now, is this because of, dare I say it, sexism, or are there other factors taking part here?
There are other. There's many barriers. So the reason this issue has probably been around so long, this leadership gap, is because it's multifactorial. And right. There's many barriers. It's not just a silver bullet. I wish there were a silver bullet.
Right.
That would just, you know, we could just educate everyone, have dialogue, take action, and it'd be done. But unfortunately, it's not. So some of the barriers, for example, there are different, I put them in different buckets, but like there's five main buckets. But one of the buckets is what you just alluded to, John, and that's bias, stereotypes, prejudice, you know, that still exists, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's still gender bias, and that gender bias, by the way, is held by both men and women.
Really?
Yes, yes. And so women have just as many misperceptions and stereotypes of other women in society as men. So, that's unfortunately, but bias is reinforced in our gender norms and in our societal norms too.
Right.
So that, unfortunately, that's a very hard barrier to address. But that is certainly one.
Right, because it doesn't just take place in the corporate structure. I mean, we're talking about something that's widespread, just in our society itself. That's only probably more prevalent when you're, you know, at the hierarchy of a huge Fortune 500 company.
Exactly. Exactly. It's everywhere. And actually, unconscious bias training in organizations, that's one of the things I do as well. But that has become very popular in the last few years. And it's exactly because of what you just said. It's everywhere. Once you become aware of it, you see it everywhere. And so we're all, there's a saying, if you have a brain, you're biased.
Right.
And it's hard to deny, but we are all biased. And that's not because we're bad people. It's because of our backgrounds, our experiences, our upbringing, our values, our norms. So all of our life experiences color how we interact with other people, and it colors how we make decisions. And so that impacts, from an organizational standpoint, it impacts everything from our recruiting to our retention to engagement to even the bottom line.
Now, Dr. Andrews, when you go in and you speak with an organization and you make them aware of this, do you see a willingness to change their corporate culture and try and eliminate that gender gap?
Oh, absolutely. I think the willingness is there for a lot of companies, not all, but a lot of companies, and that is actually a trend now. We're becoming more diverse, and you know, companies are very aware of this. We're becoming more diverse every day globally. And so our workforces are becoming more diverse. And so having workplaces that are more welcoming to all different types of people is something more companies are leaning towards. And so there's definitely a will. I think the will is increasing, but we're not really moving the needle very well on minimizing bias and becoming more inclusive. So the focus is more on diversity and not as much on the inclusion part. And we need to focus more on the inclusion part and making organizations more welcoming to all different types of people, including women. And so, that includes a lot of things, but, you know, having processes and, you know, that are merit-based and having cultures that support more inclusive environments will help. But it's just like the leadership gender gap, it's hard to tackle because I think the will is there, but most people just don't know how.
Right.
And
they need the way. They have the will. Now they just need the way. Dr. Andrews, we unfortunately have to end the show in just about a minute. But as I do with every show, I like to give my guests the opportunity to give out your information. Where can people find Andrews Research International? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yes, of course. So the website is drshawnandrews.com. And no period after D, it's just DR, drshawnandrews.com. And there is information. I'm actually updating it as we speak, having it revised. But that is information on my business. And actually, if I could mention the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, great. So on all these topics we've been discussing, the leadership, emotional intelligence, gender bias, I've finished a book, and the book is titled The Power of Perception, Leadership, Emotional Intelligence, and the Gender Divide. It's currently with my publisher, and the public release date will be March of 2018. So right now I'm ramping up for that and getting, you know, trying to lay the foundation, and that's why I'm updating my website, actually. But people can reach me through the website and get more information there. And then information on the book will also be up on the website very soon, as well as my speaking engagements and workshops.
That is fantastic. Dr. Sean Andrews, coach, author, thank you for such an amazing show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Don. Thank you for having me on.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.